Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We're with Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications, Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with Governor Cuomo. He's got himself a new position.
Yeah, he's now the Vice President of the National Governors Association, which puts him in line for being president in another year or so. The governor has really, for the first part of his governorship, stayed out of national affairs, but has been much more vocal and active in recent years. And this adds to that. Of course, it further speculation about what his aim is, what his goal is. But what we know is he's not running in 2020, but he will have a national voice.
We do know that he's been a prolific fundraiser, and there's some interesting details about that fundraising that have come out.
Yeah, there were two stories over the last 2 days, one in the New York Times today that he raised more than $3 million since 2011 when he took office from MTA contractors and industry groups that represent them. The governor has made the MTA and the cleanup now a priority after taking heat for not doing enough. They're saying he raised about $88 million total since 2011, and $3 million of that came from MTA contractors. Some are saying it raises questions about about the fundraising, because do people give because they got contracts, or do they because they want contracts, or do they give because they agree with the policies? Meanwhile, Queens Assemblyman Andrew Hevesy, who has warred with the governor, the governor's attorney general put Hevesy's father in prison when he was state comptroller. He is accusing Cuomo in the Daily News of turning a blind eye on the homeless problem by getting money from shelter groups. So they're saying while the homeless situation has worsened in New York, the governor has taken in about $750,000 in donations over the past decade from people with ties to the shelter system. The governor's people shot back really hard, saying this is nothing more than a personal vendetta dating back to what the governor did to Hevesy's father.
There's some question about some gun bills that went through the session but have still not arrived on the governor's desk for a signature.
Yeah, they made a big deal, the governor and the legislature, when they passed a ban on bump stocks, a waiting period to expand the waiting period on some background checks, a state police buyback program banning teachers and other non-law enforcement from having guns in schools. They passed it in January. It was a big deal. They held press conferences. But for some reason, and we don't know why, the bills have yet to be sent to the governor for a signature. The governor made it a big deal in his State of the State, and the legislature certainly made a big deal, but they're taking their time getting it to him for some reason.
Impeachment. One of the interesting side notes in this impeachment is the issue of New York. Of course, they passed a law that would allow the House of Congress to ask for the president's state tax returns. But in our neighboring state of Massachusetts, Richard Neal has not requested those. And he's dealing with a challenger, the mayor of Holyoke, Alex Morse, who is saying Western Massachusetts is not happy with the fact that he has not requested those returns.
No, and the president has sued over that New York law, but Democrats are not happy he hasn't requested that, or some are. And meanwhile, in New York, Jerry Nadler, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, is under fire from some Democrats, including Democratic primary challenger Lindsey Boylan, for really not moving forward with impeachment proceedings. The cry for impeachment is growing. Right now, there's about 107 House Democrats who want it, which is 11 shy of the majority. And, Nadler says that they're doing things to look into it, but there's no time frame. And his opponent, Lindsey Boylan, is saying that he's trying to have it both ways by saying he thinks there were impeachable offenses, but not really bringing any proceedings or not really starting the proceedings yet. Meanwhile, Bill de Blasio, the New York City mayor who's running for president, was on TV yesterday saying he supports impeachment. And even Chuck Schumer, who had recommended going slow just a month ago, now says if the House can do it, they should do it.
Ken Lovett joining us on Monday, Senior Vice President, Communications, and Albany Director of Metropolitan Public Strategies. Ken, thanks.